Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'd like to go ahead and congratulate you because however you're listening and why ever you're listening, you made it here. The only place that you really need to be to start your Tuesday morning is right here with us on the Brilliantly Dumb Show. I'm Big Game Bob, coming to you on your local airwaves, coming to you early, coming to you often. Ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know, you should. The Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by Roback. They go beyond just golf apparel, ladies and gentlemen. These guys over at Roback do things right. I'm ripping the bucket hat right now. I feel phenomenal. Sweatshirts, golf polos, bucket hats, regular golf hats. They do it all at Roback. Join the family. Join the movement. It's a can't miss. You see me pushing them all the time. I will continue to push them because I love them. I believe in this company. Row back to the moon. You can join that family. 15% off your first row back purchase using promo code Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y. That's B-O-B-B-Y. 15% off your first row back purchase. If you already bought Roback, find a friend who has not bought Roback, smash that 15% off together as a unit and come join the Roback family. Ladies and gentlemen, we had a lot go down in the sports world. I just kind of want to quickly recap everything. And the first things first that I wanted to start with, can we talk about Nate Diaz for a sec? First off, Nate Diaz, UFC fighter, lost his fight to Leon Edwards. He was a huge underdog. So be it, okay? This guy is the toughest human being on the planet. What is it going to take to knock Nate Diaz out? It is like Nate Diaz's entire body is just filled with Novocaine. They just pump Novocaine into this guy's full system. He can't go down. I'm just as impressed with Nate Diaz's losses as I am with his wins because this guy just won't go down. It's like trying to fight a Tempur-Pedic mattress. You may win, but you're not going to knock that mattress down. You are not going to knock Nate Diaz down. He just lives in a puddle of blood. It's like he doesn't even know that he's hurt. His body doesn't process the fact that it just took about 50 fists and elbows to the face. I've never seen anything like it. Nate Diaz is fascinating. I couldn't stand the guy before. I love him now. I get him. I think he's phenomenal. Didn't win his fight, but my oh my. You could hit this guy with a 9mm gun. He'll come right back with a right hook. He may stumble a little bit, but he ain't going down. He's coming back with a left jab and a right hook. Nate Diaz is fascinating. Another guy that I'm fascinated by, okay? He's been doing it for a long time. Hasn't been able to break the threshold. He now is headed on over to the Western Conference Finals. Chris Paul. If you're not pulling for Chris Paul, shame on you. I mean, this guy just brings it day in, day out. He's been moved by franchise after franchise. Couldn't get it done in Charlotte. Nobody could get it done in Charlotte when he was a Hornet. Got switched on over, was supposed to get traded to the Lakers. That trade got vetoed. had to head on over to Los Angeles, couldn't get it done in Los Angeles. Boy, did he try. Takes his family, packs up, says, Chris, hey, you're headed on now to Oklahoma City. Makes Oklahoma City into a playoff team with absolutely nobody. Doesn't complain, just goes where he's told. Oklahoma City doesn't work out. Hey, Chris, now we're going to send you on over to Phoenix. And now is doing it with the Phoenix Suns. Chris Paul is feisty. He is scrappy. And I just love the guy. I've never seen a guy who's just had a permanent limp throughout his entire year, throughout his entire career. Chris Paul just can't get rid of that limp that he has. He's like a homeless guy walking down the street, just constantly limping and just waiting for somebody to talk shit. Little scrappy son of a bitch. And you know what? If Chris Paul wasn't so small, I don't think that I would like him as much, but he is small and he's just waiting for somebody to talk shit to him. Even when he walks to the locker room, Chris Paul's just got that steady limp that he can't get rid of. Driving the paint, he's like limping down, but it works for him. And I love Chris Paul. And I personally think we should all love Chris Paul. And I really hope, honest to God, I really hope he makes his way through the Western Conference Finals. I think he's going to have a legitimate chance, whether it's against the Clippers, whether it's against the Utah Jazz. The guy's phenomenal. Now, keeping it going here with the sports, something else that I've been very impressed with. I've always tried to get into the NHL. People always talk about NHL hockey and the playoffs. NHL playoffs is the best. Haven't really been able to do it, and I don't know why. Is it because they don't show it on as ESPN as much? Does America just not promote hockey as much? Why can't I get into it? I'm a big New York Islander guy. And finally, the New York Islanders are very good at making the deep playoff push. It's made me watch a lot of hockey and just love the NHL more and more and more. I mean, these guys, I think these NHL players, I don't even think they know if they're getting paid, what they're getting paid. They don't give a shit. These guys just want to skate and hit some bodies. That's it. The NHL could be 2 months late on paying these guys. You wouldn't hear boo. I don't even think they check their mailbox for their checks, let alone have direct deposits set up. These guys, you talk about a couple guys that just want to play hockey. That's all they want to do. And it's fascinating. And I have absolutely loved the NHL. I really have. I'm getting into it. And my, oh my, if the Islanders can somehow find a way to win the Stanley Cup. And something that I did want to say about the Stanley Cup, as far as trophies goes, is the biggest whore when it comes to trophies. You know the Lombardi trophy in the NFL, whatever team wins, you see them partying with it for one day, and then they lock it up like they're hiding the Declaration of Independence. They put it in Lambo. They put it wherever it is. You ever notice with the Stanley Cup, it just travels everywhere? Like every person I've ever met somewhere in their camera roll has a picture with them and the Stanley Cup. They just roll that thing into everywhere. The Montreal Canadiens were playing the other day. They sewed the Stanley Cup by a pool in Montreal, surrounded by a bunch of cabanas with people partying in the cabanas. It's like everybody's got to touch the Stanley Cup. They drink out of this thing. It's fucking filthy. And that's not the case with any other trophy. Just travel state to state. Your local Flanagan's restaurant, your local TGI Fridays is holding Stanley Sundays where you could come have a shot out of the Stanley Cup on Sunday. It's like, how the fuck did TGI Fridays get their hands on the Stanley Cup? The Stanley Cup is a flat-out whore. It goes everywhere. Absolutely everywhere. Tampa Bay won the Stanley Cup last year. The Stanley Cup has spent about 2 days in Tampa Bay this year. It's in Montreal. It's in Minnesota. I just feel like you just see them wheeling that thing in everywhere. They're at nightclubs. You go to One Oak, you look up, you see bottle service walking by with the Stanley Cup. It's like, how the fuck did One Oak the nightclub get their hands on the Stanley Cup? Are there just a bunch of replicas of these things? Who's in charge of looking after the Stanley Cup? Because who's ever in charge is not doing a very good job right now. If the Islanders just so happen to win the Stanley Cup, I don't know if they'll be able to locate this thing to get it to Long Island in time. The miles that Stanley Cup has is beyond me, and it's got to be flat out fucking filthy. But wow, am I into the NHL. I'm loving it. Bobby Pucks, I can't get enough. I'm all for it, ladies and gentlemen. Go Islanders. And in the meantime, here on the Berlin Ump Show, wow, I'm fired up. We are moving on. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, so we have a special guest here on the Berlin Ump Show, doing things a little bit differently. She's made a few appearances now on the Patreon, and we said, you know what? Give the young lady the call up to the big leagues. Let's give her her debut. Boy, is it deserved. It is my girlfriend, Miss Lauren Pacheco. Introduce yourself to the folks.
All right. Well, you just did, but hello, everyone. My name is Lauren Pacheco. I'm Robbie's girlfriend, and it's an honor to be here on the Big Time Show, just not the Patreon. I'd like to say I've been a little offended that I've only been on the Patreon, and we've been together for a while now.
Well, you know what I've even said to me and Benny the Jet, the producer, he said to me, you know, you need to get more Lauren on. The fans engage with you. They like you a lot. The Patreon folks have loved you, and they asked for more of you. So we said, you know what? Let's do one better. Let's bring the young lady on herself. And a lot of times, I feel like guys, when they have their girlfriend on, they'll, you know, say, oh, this guy's a simp and stuff like that. With you, you never get any negative feedback.
Thank you.
And it's a testament to you. It's a testament to you. Tell the folks phenomenal story how we met.
Oh, okay. So this is actually really funny. I was golfing with my girlfriend, Christina, and we had a caddy named Reese.
Caddy Reese.
So Christina's a member at the country club, and she knew Reese, but it was my first time experiencing a caddy, which was amazing. And we were telling him a little bit of how we started our Ladies Who Golf account, where we just like make funny videos of us golfing. This was last summer. And he was like, oh my gosh, I just caddied for this guy named Robbie. He makes golf vlogs. You have to do a video with him. And we were like, sure, why not? Because we had just started our account. So we were like, that'd be great. And then we looked at your account and we were like, wow, that'd be awesome. Because you have like a good amount of followers. You have more now. But so he hooked us up with you. I don't really know from there. He messaged you about us, I think.
Caddy Reese messaged me and said, would you do me a favor and possibly collab with them or tag them in one of your posts? And
he said it was a favor.
He did. He did say it as a favor.
We'll do you a favor. Yeah.
And I didn't know what was coming my way. And then he sent the picture of you and Christina. One thing led to another. It was right after my debut with Caddy Reese. It was the first caddy that I've ever had.
Yes.
And I think it's what better way to meet somebody than through a caddy.
Oh, well, the fact that we met through Caddy Reese, and Caddy Reese has been now he's a known like character, yeah, in your world, basically. I love, because so many people now meet on like Tinder or whatever is popular, Hinge,
yeah,
Bumble. And I love that we have this organic story of us meeting through Caddy Reese, which we didn't end up ever filming the golf video.
No.
With Christina, but Robbie just kept hitting me up. And he was like, even if we don't film, maybe we should grab a drink. And I was like, okay. But then shortly after that, I got a boyfriend.
Let me ask you something. If we met and our first date was on the golf course,
yes,
okay? And be honest with me.
Well, it wouldn't have been a date, would it?
Sure, why not? First date on a golf course.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like the competition.
No, let's do first date. It's on the golf course.
Okay.
Okay. We go out there and I am totally chunking it up.
Oh, it would make me feel so much better.
It would. So yeah. So you would not look at me and even you wouldn't be less attracted had I gone to the course and just totally shat the bed, which by the way, might have happened.
No. That would have made me feel so much better, because honestly, when I play with men, like the first time I play with like a new guy, I get pretty nervous because I'm like, oh, I'm just going to mess up or like miss, you know, chunk it, miss the ball, whatever. And yeah, that would have taken a lot of pressure off. The first time I golfed with you, I was very nervous.
You were very nervous?
Yeah.
See, to me, it's amazing. You don't even know what was going on in my head because where I had to tee off. I mean, you know the most nerve-wracking tee shot I've ever taken? When I went to visit your family, okay, in Salinas, and the entire family went to go golf. I didn't know the whole family was going.
Were you nervous?
I was on the first tee box, and you had your cousins, aunts, uncles, brothers.
So dramatic. It was my immediate family, and that was it.
It was a very nerve-wracking tee shot. But yeah, so had I gone to the course and chunked it up, you would not have had an issue.
No.
Okay.
But I feel like I should just finish this story really quick.
Yeah, lay it on me.
Well, because I had a boyfriend and you were still trying to hang out with me. And now you always say I was playing hard to get when we first were talking.
Absolutely.
That's untrue. I just had a boyfriend, so I couldn't really talk to you, but it lasted like a month. And
can I chirp in?
Yeah.
Why I would almost prefer, had you had a boyfriend that I didn't know about, by the way, why would you not have just asked it? Why would you entertain a few responses?
Because when you and I first started messaging and you saying, let's meet up, let's do a round together. And then it kind of turned into, let's just have drinks. I was like, sure. I didn't have a boyfriend. And then shortly after that, I got into a relationship.
Right.
And so then you were still messaging me, and then I felt like I couldn't really message back anymore.
Well, there was clearly a dip in your enthusiasm of the texts.
Right, which you kept saying, oh, you were playing hard to get. But
there
I
was
wasn't.
A dip to where rather than me suffer through the dip in the enthusiasm to where I think maybe it's something with me, I would actually almost prefer that you not answer.
Well, because I mean, I was posting him on my story. I was really trying to make you see, like, I'm with a guy. So that it was clearly just going right over your head.
It was. Yeah, it was. It was. But yeah. And I noticed a substantial dip.
Right.
Pre and post boyfriend.
But as soon as we broke up, I immediately messaged you. Well, he broke up with me.
With a whole lot of enthusiasm.
And then we immediately started talking, and then we went on a date, and then boom.
Correct.
We were pretty much in a relationship.
Correct. It was a different girl throughout, but the journey to get there I thought was a very special one. And what you said to me, I think about it, I don't necessarily think it's true. I always said to you that it was my dream to date a girl who can golf, and credit to you. You don't even go out that much. You don't even play that much.
Right.
And I am so confident. I take you out with the boys. I take you out with the fellas. Wherever we go, you absolutely hold your own. And I'm not just saying that because you're absolutely hold your own.
I've never felt like that. I'm always kind of like, maybe. But this weekend, I really felt like I held my own. And I hadn't golfed for a month and a half.
All you need to, and that you've shown, like early in the gate, you start out good out of the gate to where you already have showed what you can do. You don't hold
that's,
up the,
that's
the
a right pressure, though, because you have always said that about me. So
I set the bar high for you.
It's a little pressureful. Is that a word, pressureful? Because you're always like right out of the gate. Like you just show the guys what you're.
You absolutely.
And so then on the first tee, I'm like, oh, crap, I gotta show him what I'm.
You do. I would totally rather have a good front nine and a bad back nine than a bad front nine and a good back nine.
Oh, I completely agree.
Because once you get down that first front nine, you show what you can do,
you're
good to go.
Yes.
But where I was going with it is you actually think that guys don't want. I always wanted a girl that can golf.
Yes.
You don't think guys want a girl that can golf as much as they say, which made me think a little bit.
No, I don't think
you think they don't.
Yeah. Especially too, like, I feel like I see a lot of memes where it's like, oh, wish my girl would want to learn how to golf or blah, 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 stuff like that. I do not think that that's true. I think if a guy takes their girlfriend out who doesn't know how to golf, it's not fun for the guy. And the guys are just more into being with the guys, you know, they don't want to be out there teaching their girlfriend how to golf.
Fair.
They want to be like running away from their girlfriend to the golf course.
Fair, to where in a way it's kind of our getaway.
Yeah.
I think the idea of it is great. And I really do love it, but there has been some times where I get caught up to where I say, okay, I'm going out with Joey Coldcuts and Showtime Featherston, and I get caught up in, well, who's the fourth?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, because now at this point, it's a little insulting.
I've already set the tone to where if you don't hear a fourth, you're wondering why the three of us are going out without a fourth.
Because I actually do golf. So I'm waiting, like, I don't know where my invite is.
Correct. So, but do you think even before they're beginner, you're saying even after, like when you're at your level, guys don't want their girlfriend to golf as much?
Yes, the majority. Because I've also had boyfriends where I've had a boyfriend where he liked to take me golfing every time he golfed. And like, granted, I wasn't very good at golfing when we golfed, but he would take me every time and I would just like ride in the golf cart, like have a few drinks. Like he just liked the company. But I think for most men, it's not that way. I think they're running away from their
girlfriends. That being said, it is very nice to, if we don't have anything going on, go run out and play nine or go run out and play 18. It's nice to have that.
Right. But like I think you're saying that when you have nothing to do, you would like to run out with me and go golfing on the side of you already golfing with your friends. And I'm like, wait, I also golf. So why am I just the, like, if you have nothing to do friend that golfs?
I think what we're all getting out of this is that it is, things are not easy on me.
Please.
And I got to really maneuver my way around. Or like, you know, if I say, okay, let's go to dinner at night. And then you say, what are you doing today? I said, I'm playing golf with the guys. You can then wonder, because you golf with us, where's that fourth coming in?
Right. Well, here's my problem too. And this is probably my main problem with this, is that I have one girlfriend who golfs.
Yeah.
And I have probably 10 guy friends who ask me to golf regularly.
That's good to know.
I wouldn't do that because I have a boyfriend. So I'm like, I feel like that would be a little strange if I went out with another guy to play in 18 holes of golf. Like, you would be weirded out by that. Would you not?
Depends who it was.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, sharing a card and it'd be a little weird.
Exactly. So if my one friend can't golf, I basically don't have anyone to golf with besides you.
Well, also your friend happens to be a member at Sherwood Country Club. And if you want to play the guest fee to play at Sherwood Country Club, where Caddy Reese is a caddy,
yes,
you're looking at about $300, $350, which is just.
So she mostly golfs there. So then I have nobody to golf with.
Do I get upset on the golf course? Do I manage my emotions well on the golf course?
Oh, yeah. You don't really get upset.
Yeah, I really don't.
You sometimes will like have a little, come on, Bob.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. I love to just shit on myself in the golf course.
Yeah, you love it. That's almost like, I've seen you get quiet a couple times. Yeah. And that's when I'm like, oh, he's actually.
That's a very good observation.
Like, I know if you shout, you're going to get over it really soon.
You're so right about that. Very good. If I go quiet.
Yeah. You're more serious about it.
Totally.
But you still snap out of it. Like, it doesn't even last a full hole.
It's true. It's absolutely true.
Yeah, you're very enjoyable.
If I go silent, then yeah, I'm flustered.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because if you're really not playing good at all, it is in some regard hard to have a good time. If you're playing horrific.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Now, okay, another thing to talk about. All right. Pittsburgh content I thought was exceptional, if I don't say so myself. I thought we had a very good time. I thought we brought a lot of energy to the wedding. Wedding was a blast.
Oh, yeah. That was a great time.
Bizarre. You know, you wouldn't think of having a wedding in Pittsburgh. Don't know a whole lot about it, but place.
It's where they live, so.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Pittsburgh is the perfect time to do a destination wedding. That is the one
Wait,
time.
So were you not a big fan of Pittsburgh? I guess we didn't really see
much. No, I will tell you this. At first, I heard Pittsburgh. You think, oh, you're going to do a wedding there? What I will say, I went there. I thought it was great. They got a great airport.
That's nice, yeah.
Real good airport.
Yeah.
It's a good airport.
No, it is.
You know what I mean?
I was thinking more of our Uber ride, but yes.
What was wrong with our Uber ride?
We couldn't get an Uber.
Couldn't get an Uber. Yeah. But it wasn't worse than our Uber ride, the 4 a.m. guy who just had joke after joke after joke on the way there. I mean, there's, look, I'm all for the energy. I'm all for the passion. 4 a.m., you pick somebody, time and a place, and he was just rattling off joke after joke after joke.
That was really bad.
And I think we're very courteous people to where we would give him a laugh. And maybe we're to fault.
We were half asleep.
We were. But maybe we were to fault for that.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
You were losing steam by the end of that.
I was. I was. Another big mistake that I made, which you don't think about at the time, when you book your flight, especially if it's a month or two down the road, couple months down the road, you don't really care about the what time you come back, what time you wake up, when it's a month or two down. I actually booked us a flight 6 a.m., the following day after the wedding, knowing that we were going to get after it at the wedding.
Yes.
Big regret.
Well, I mean, I did tell you when you were booking it, I said, this is 6 a.m. So we're going to have to wake up. No. It was an 8 a.m. flight. We were going to have to wake up at 5. I think we woke up at actually 4:30.
Yeah.
We were going to be drinking the night before. We were going to go to bed late. Like, I was trying to describe how this was going to go. And you were just like, book it. It's fine. Yeah. Whatever.
I just wanted to get it locked in at the time. And then the day comes and then you full on regret it. What you did, which I never thought that I would make the play, but I saw the benefits that you had from it.
What?
The neck pillow.
Oh, the neck pillow was a game changer.
Yeah. I think the flight neck pillow is a really, really good investment. I saw you were reaping the benefits.
Oh, when I knew we were going to fly that early, I knew I was going to buy a neck pillow at the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Worth every $40.
Well, we basically shared it.
Yeah, we did. I got some neck pillow
time. Which I've learned with you that pretty much whatever I buy, whatever I eat, I will be sharing it with you. Which actually brings me to the flight to Pittsburgh. Oh, when I've learned now to buy extra because I know that you're going to take whatever I have. So I like to prepare. I don't like to just wait for the waters on an airplane. I like to have my own water bottles because I don't know why. I'm just weird like that. So I bought 2 big bottles of Smart Waters to bring on the airplane.
Great water. One of the best waters out there, by the way.
Oh yeah. They're great.
Great water.
And when we sat down, there was a woman across from us who was like coughing really badly. She was having like a coughing spell. She had no water. And she was asking the people next to her, like, do you have any water? Do you have any water? I could hear her from across the way. So I had 2 like brand new bottles of water and I was like, I gotta give her one. So I, gave her one of the waters. And she said, thank you, which you weren't thrilled about because you were mad that she wasn't.
I thought
gracious enough about the thank you.
I thought it was a half-assed thank you.
You always do that when
I thought it was a half-assed thank you. I thought I really did. I really did.
You can't give with just the expectation of like getting a huge thank you. That's not what giving is about. You got to give from the heart. However they're going to return it is what they're going
to
do.
You know what? You know what I'll say though? You know where I'll counter to that though? You do want to, it says a lot about a person by the thank you that you get from them.
That's true.
And I think you can concur that I'm a good tipper. And
you are.
And every now and then I like to really over tip. Somebody provides good service, whatever it may be. You do want to have a good thank you. You do want to get,
that's true.
It does fulfill you a little bit to have a good thank you. It feels good to give.
You do it to the point where when you're giving money to a homeless person, if they're not like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. You're like, oh, I can't believe they didn't thank me well.
Well, if you're
obviously
talking about,
they're in a hard place.
If you're talking about the guy outside the Ralph's grocery store, he did not even nod. He did not even nod. I handed him a $5 bill.
They're obviously in a rough place.
Of course. Of course. But you got to give a good thank you.
No, no.
You got to give a good thank you. And what you did for the lady on the flight.
Yes.
You gave your bottle of water. This was not one of those mini Dasani water bottles.
No, that's true. It was a huge new bottle of water.
Smart. And by the way, Smart Water, one of the best waters out there.
Oh, yeah.
If
Oh, don't I know that you enjoy it because... After I gave that bottle, we were on a 4-hour flight, and I look at you and I say, we only have one bottle of water now because I just gave that bottle of water, bottle of water away. So now we have to ration it.
Yeah.
And you're like, sure, sure. I turn around. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm like on my phone or something. You take a drink out of this water. You turn back to me and there's about like, I don't know, 2 inches of water at the bottom of the water bottle left, and you go, is this the only bottle we have? And I was like, oh my gosh, I just told you that we have to ration it.
You know what? You know what does it for me is what? You busted out those Cajun cashews, and the cashew was so good. You can never just have one cashew and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And I already drink a lot of water when I eat cashews. The Cajun cashew heightened it for sure. And my thought process on it was that somebody would be coming through.
Oh, so you drank it knowing that that was our only bottle, and then you kind of played dumb where you were like,
I don't think that's
our
fair
only bottle.
Oh, that
is so what you did. Which is where you got the name Rations O'Houlihan.
Nah, listen, Rations O'Houlihan's ridiculous. I thought that the lady would be coming by soon. You get a couple waters from them.
No, we didn't even take off yet. They don't come for probably 45 minutes to an hour after you take off. We had not even taken off, and he turns around with this almost empty bottle of water. And it's like, oh, were we supposed to save this?
You know what, too? And this doesn't bode well for me, but at the same time, too, and not only if you give me the Cajun cashews and you also give me a really good water, that's the one. I mean, I'm taking that all day long.
You had a really good water.
I had great water. I had great water. With the Smart Water was awesome. And I just was so locked in, and I dropped the ball. And
you dropped it so bad.
And you know what? Yeah, I didn't even fight it.
No, you didn't.
I didn't even fight it.
Know how I am about the waters. You know I prep before. I go and get the waters from the airport thing because you can't bring them in your bag.
Yep.
It's a whole process for me because I don't know what I think when I was younger, I heard this story of a plane being stuck and nobody could get off of it for like 9 hours and people were very thirsty. And this is where I got the whole water bottle on an airplane thing.
But I do want to go back to the lady in row 18B. And I remember the seat. I was so pissed off. Somebody hands you a quality Smart Water like that, or an alkaline water,
right?
I mean, you got to tip the cap a little bit. It wasn't
really nice water, and it wasn't even open.
It was not one of those little family pack Dasani Costco.
And then
waters.
When we got off of the plane at the end, you remember we looked over and she had like 3 sips out of the water.
Yeah, I know. Well, that was another thing. The Dasani ones would have worked perfect for her, and it wasn't that. So yeah, I just wanted a little bit of a thank you from her. Right, it was a very nice gesture out of us both.
Well, it was more me, but
no.
But you wanted the thank you, and I wanted it for you.
I sound very good right now. This is really going well here, Miss Pacheco. Great to have you here on the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Another thing that kind of sucks for me, just kind of taking a lot on the chin here today. What? Apparently we are pre-gaming the Bachelor.
Yes, we are.
Tonight. Okay. We're pre-gaming the Bachelor tonight. Your ex-boyfriend was on the Bachelor. Who's
he's on the Bachelor.
I was going to say performing tonight.
He's on the Bachelorette tonight. Yes. He's
now,
a contestant.
Do we root against him heavily? Do we pull for him? If you're in a situation like me, okay, you're in a situation like me, do I root for a guy like that to find true love? That's not you, or does he? Do we root for him to fall and collapse?
Well, I think with our past and what I've told you about him, I feel like how could you root for him?
Yeah, I will say you have not sugarcoated this.
He's, yeah.
Oh, see, that's it. That's it. That's it.
Well, we dated a long time ago.
Let it lay it all out. Get it all out there. All right. Maybe we'll get picked up by somewhere.
His name rhymes
Bachelor Nation. Here we go.
His name rhymes with ferret.
Garrett. His name's Garrett. Garrett.
Yeah. Okay. So he is a contestant. I think we're on night two. It started last week. Yeah. Him and I dated in high school, and then we dated on and off. But the last time we broke up, I was 23. So we dated for 5 years on and off. So it was a long time. It didn't end that well.
Clearly. Now he's on season 58 of The Bachelor.
No, he broke up with me because I was having a lot of health issues. And I think it was just a lot for someone. It was a lot. I guess it was too much for him with my health problems. So he ended up breaking up with me.
So do we got to pull against the guy, you know? Well, I will tell you this. I got a really bad, I wanted to get into The Bachelor. There's a lot of mm-hmm. guys that are in it, Bachelor, Bachelorette. The last season with our guy, Matt James, I mean, I'll be the first to tell him.
Right.
To me, he didn't do it for me. It was a terrible, I told Matt straight up. I said, Matt, it's not for me, you know?
Right.
I told Matt that before he
and
even
went
on. Here's
what I have to say about Matt, and I'm going to defend him on this. Matt is, I think, similar to how I would act if I was on the show, because I think what he was doing was he was aware. Like, he wasn't like most people who just let loose on the show, say whatever they want. He was thinking like, I'm on camera, my family's watching, like, I'm a respectable guy, I'm going to watch what I say. And I think that that made him a little quiet and like a little robotic, because he was like thinking about everything that he was saying before he said it.
Yeah. And it wasn't my introduction to The Bachelor was that season.
Yeah.
And,
it wasn't a good introduction.
It just didn't do it for me. Now, a show that we have going that not a lot of people would think of, it's so old school, but somebody recommended it to us and I can't get enough of it, mm-hmm. is Survivor.
Right.
Survivor's been
phenomenal.
Now, and here's the controversy that we had, okay? We've been watching Survivor together,
yes.
Okay? I elected to, I wanted to see it so bad that I watched an episode without you.
Is this how you're going to do this right now?
Yeah.
This is a huge no-no. Everybody knows if you're in a relationship, if you're with your friend, and you start a show together and you're both invested, it is a big no-no to watch it without that other person.
But
that's like a unwritten rule.
But did we have the conversation that this is our show? Because
this has pretty much been our first show together. That we started from the beginning. We're both super into it.
But yes, totally into it. But that was still the kind of the feeling out stage of the show, to where I feel like we have to have the conversation.
Well, I think this is our show. I knew you were doing wrong because you called me to check and I didn't answer the phone. And then you went ahead and started watching it. So you knew that you should check.
Yeah.
And I think that if I asked anybody, they would be on my side about this. This is like a big no-no.
Yeah. But you know what, too? That is why I called. I just feel like if you have a show together, and especially if you're in the feeling out process of the show, you guys should acknowledge together, okay, this is our show. And
oh, we were past the feeling out process.
You think
we were
so?
Talking about it. You would message me and be like, I can't wait till we watch Survivor again.
Yeah. You know what? This sounds so ridiculous, and it kind of really doesn't have much to do with what we were talking about. But one of my favorite things to do is to get in bed at night, order an acai bowl, okay, which is what everybody thinks they should do for breakfast is a big play.
This is your favorite thing.
I have been talking about it a lot. I think that the dessert acai bowl is one of the best things out there.
Introduce that to you.
Absolutely you. Absolutely. I don't think of an acai bowl as a breakfast. You let the bagel take its course in the breakfast.
Right.
And the acai bowl at night.
Well, I mean, the acai bowl has clearly too much sugar in it. It's very heavily loaded in sugar. So I take it as a dessert you have once in a while.
What do you think is the most slept on food?
Oh my gosh.
I know that's tough. I'm putting you on the spot. What, you think coleslaw is the most, the problem with coleslaw is you can't eat coleslaw as a meal. You would eat coleslaw as a meal.
Well, it's one of my favorite foods. So.
but would you ever see a day where coleslaw is considered the main course? You know what I mean? It's not like you
what throw if I put some chicken on that coleslaw?
You would put chicken in coleslaw.
I love coleslaw.
Now, coleslaw on top of chicken on a chicken sandwich is a really good chicken sandwich, but I just couldn't imagine chicken in coleslaw
There's
by
so
itself.
There's so many diverse things you can do with coleslaw, or you could just have it by itself and it's delicious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's so many like tacos, sandwiches. You could top it with, you know.
You know what I've said on the Patreon that I stand by with you is when I first met you, I thought that I knew how to cook.
Mm-hmm.
And what you said is in reality, I really knew how to what to do was to heat things up.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I knew. I knew how to heat things up. I didn't really know what you're talking about till we went to Trader Joe's together. And to watch you maneuver the different sections and aisles, I mean, the people who really know how to cook are getting the garlic, are getting all of that, the spice on. You cook, and I do concur that all I really knew how to do was heat things up.
Totally. Yeah. But I enjoy that part. Like, I like that you didn't know how, and I like doing that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, and I wouldn't say that that's a woman's role, but I am a woman and I like that role.
Right.
You know, and right. It's a little old school, but I do like it. Like, I like that you're impressed by my cooking, that you thought you could cook when you really don't know how to cook, or really, I mean, before I came along, there was a lot of things I think that you thought were in order that weren't.
That's true. I think you really kind of pieced me together, and I didn't realize how outrageous I was till
right
I met you. You know what I mean?
I mean, to be honest, sometimes I'm like, how, and when I say sometimes, I mean a lot of the time, I think, how did you function before I came along?
You know what you do that I like a lot?
Hmm.
Okay. Is you tell when my mind is so wound up and it is just, you know, it's constantly going from the time I wake up to the time I go to bed. I'm thinking of content and just like, you know, there's all this stuff on my mind.
You've got a very active mind.
Constant. Yeah. It just doesn't stop of, you know, telling me what might be best is, and honest to God, it helps so much, is putting the phone away an hour and a half before you go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Is start and hopefully keep backing it up 2 hours, 2.5 hours, right, whatever it may be. And you totally, for me, again, especially doing what I do, I'm constantly going.
Posting, you're constantly on your phone all day. So really the only time without your phone is when your eyes are shut, which I don't think is good.
No, can't be, right?
No.
Goes to show how nuts I am. But yeah, putting that phone away an hour and a half before bed, 2 hours before bed, and just kind of slowing down.
Because
that's, I can't slow down.
No. But I like that about you, and I like helping you figure things out because your mind is always, I don't know if that makes sense, but like when your mind's turning and I'm like, what are you thinking about? Like, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you could tell too when I'm thinking, to where you'll know that I'm not listening.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You really
but
will.
I respect it.
Yeah.
I'm not like mad. I'm like, what are you thinking about right now?
Yeah. Do you have anything that we want to say about each other that we don't like? I mean, do you have anything at all? I mean, Lord knows I don't.
That was you really saved yourself right
that,
there.
That was, by the way, that was a stupid question. We were all with our family together and we... We met my aunt's boyfriend. We met my aunt's boyfriend for the first time, and we're in the lobby having drinks.
Fiance.
And fiance. Is it fiance already? Yeah. It is. Yep, it is. Congratulations to my aunt. But we met her fiance, and we're all asking him questions, getting to know him. And what did I say again? It was so stupid.
You said, what's your least favorite thing about my aunt?
This is the stupidest thing to say.
The whole group was like, what?
It puts him in a bad position. It puts her in a bad position.
And then you just did it again.
I know.
Is there something you want to say?
I think it's terrible.
Me?
No, I think that's terrible. Oh, that I asked
I thought you had something terrible to say about me.
About you?
Yeah.
No, but I will say when your cooking has been so good that I hope that, like, I wonder, honest to God, like something that you made that I never thought that I would ever like, because I'm not a peas guy, split pea soup. Loved the split pea soup. You haven't missed. And I wonder if you ever do miss, you're human, so you would think you would. Would you prefer me to say something? Because, sure. I mean, you just spend all your time.
I think I could tell anyway, because, like, I made the pasta salad tonight, which you love.
Smack me right in the mouth.
Like, when you eat it, you lose your mind.
I do.
Like, oh, my God, that's amazing. Like, I think I would be able to tell, because you'd be like, it's good. It's good. And you do your, like, high-pitched voice.
You do a very good Bob.
When you don't really like something, you'll be like, oh, yeah, he was nice. You go really high. When it was good.
When were you working on the Bob impression?
I've actually never done that before, but I'm just saying that's what you do. And now I know when you're fibbing because you go high.
Is that so? Do I go high?
Oh, yeah.
How high are we talking?
Pretty. It was good.
Well, but I will say, Swerty, you haven't missed. The cooking's exceptional.
Oh, thank you.
The people absolutely love you, and I love you, and we appreciate what you do for the show. For me, you keep me going. You keep me straight. And again, we wanted the people to get a taste of the lady
love the people.
You do. You are a very...
Well, I mean, you literally have the best followers, the best fans. Like, everyone is so nice.
True. So positive.
They all love you. They all speak your language, which is just amazing to me.
You do.
And I speak the language, too.
You sure as hell do.
So I'm a part of the group, too.
They do.
I'm your number one fan.
And I'm glad you said that, because you're right.
Maybe under Torres.
Jacob Torres, who has a tattoo of myself, Jersey Jerry, Matty Rigatoni, and Joey Colguts on his leg, I believe his thigh region,
yes.
Which we've seen on the Happy Hour, which to me is just incredible. Love that guy. Big supporter. But you're right. Fan base, you just can't beat it. And we love you. We appreciate you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Ms. Lauren Pacheco, ladies and gentlemen, the lady behind it all. In the meantime, here on the Brilliantly Dumb Show, we are...
moving on.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, call me crazy, maybe so, but I do believe it is indeed that time for everybody's favorite segment. It's the Ask Bob segment, week by week, Tuesday after Tuesday. Following that Tuesday, I tell you folks, file on into the voicemails. The voicemails are back. And better than ever, get your question for the Ask Bob segment submitted on the show. That is 848-281-7906. 848-281-7906. Get your question heard by the friends of the pod on the Brilliantly Dumb Show. First question we got coming from Asa, Eastern North Carolina. Asa, let it rip, big cat.
Bob, this is Asa from Eastern North Carolina. You know, I gotta ask this question. You spend a lot of time on the golf course, okay? What are we looking at the best ball for you is? If you give me a top three, are you a Callaway super soft guy, or are you a Titleist tour speed guy, or you love the Pro V1? You know, I'd love to hear your take on this. Look forward to hearing it on the next show.
You know, Asa, I honestly, whatever ball I pull out of my bag that day is what, and whether that comes from balls that I found in prior rounds, the dozen that I bought at the clubhouse, whatever brand, whatever it may be, as long as it's in mint condition and can do the things I need it to do, is the ball that I'm busting out. I would say ideally Pro V1, because Pro V1 does such a good job marketing to where I feel like I'm hitting the best ball. But I just feel like until you're a single digit handicap, does it really matter what ball you're using? I had a buddy the other day. He's about a 30 handicap on a good day. He was getting fitted for a new golf ball. And I'm thinking to myself, you think it's the ball that's the problem? Not for the fact that you swing like Charles Barkley. You think it's the ball that's the issue? It's like when somebody misses a putt by 15 feet and they say that they got to get a new putter, as if any Scotty Cameron could fix the putt that you just missed, that could fix the line that you just missed. Until you're Phil Mickelson and can use a ball that you know is going to put this English on it, right to left, cut it, make it come back, make it whatever it is, you think it's the ball that's the problem? So for me, look, when I'm bad, I'm bad. And the golf ball has nothing to do with it. When I'm good, I'm good. But I haven't been able to find my golf ball yet. I don't know what that feeling is. I hope that I could get there into my game to where I need a Pro V1, because a Pro V1 could get me backspin, you know, when I hit it 15 yards past the hole, let it run back. I don't know what I'm doing with it yet. The ball's the ball to me. It'd be like Giannis Antetokounmpo saying he needs new shoes to fix his jump shot. The problem with Giannis's jump shot is not his shoes, it's his jump shot. The problem with your golf game is your golf game, not the golf ball. You know what I mean? So I just personally doesn't feel like it makes a big difference until you hit like a single digit handicap and can really kind of maneuver the ball and figure out what's best for you. For the time being, if I pull out a noodle, I'm using a noodle. If I pull out a Pro V1, I'm using a Pro V1. If I pull out some Kirkland ball that I found in a pond a couple days playing before, I'm playing the pond Kirkland ball. Whatever it is, that's the ball I'm using. I really feel, and maybe I'm wrong with this, but I really feel like till you're a single handicap, you could really start maneuvering what ball's for you. So for me, I'm using anything that I'm pulling out. With that being said, phenomenal question coming out of Eastern Carolina. We are moving on. And now we head on over, ladies and gentlemen, to the next question of our Ask Bob segment coming out of San Antonio, Texas.
Ty, calling from San Antonio, Texas. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Help me hash this one out. Help me hash this one out. I had a buddy of mine just moved down, moves in, goes grocery shopping. He's a great chef. Now, mind you, as a chef, I would think you would be using the top-of-the-line products. He comes home with off-brand mayonnaise. I believe it was Duke's mayonnaise. Now, I want to know your top five. Now, that's just, let me be clear, that's unacceptable. Hellman's is the only way to go. So going forward with that, give me your top five of products that have cornered a market that you just can't live without. That could be Heinz ketchup. That could be the Hellman's mayonnaise. Your top five of cornered market products that you can't just live without. Thanks, Bob. Hopefully you can hash this one out for me. Cheers.
Phenomenal question. I mean, that's a question that makes everybody stop what they're doing, whether they be driving, at work. Everybody right now is mentally going over their top five. And I think this could kind of go all over the place depending on the person. When I think of top five brands that have just totally cornered a market and ones that I love and that I appreciate and that I wouldn't do without or venture on to another type of brand, what I think, I would go number five, believe it or not, this will catch people off guard, Planters Peanuts. I think that little Planter Peanut has totally monopolized the peanut game, the cashew game. I happen to think cashews are the most underrated snack, on-the-go snack out there. I think there's a lot you could do with the cashew. And I just think that Planters Peanuts have totally, Planters in general, peanuts, cashews, you know, they do the whole assortment pack. They dominate the nuts section. And I think they'll continue to do so. I haven't seen somebody take them on. Planters at five. Number four, I'm going to go Philadelphia cream cheese. As a big cream cheese and bagel guy, Philadelphia cream cheese is just what I trust. If I'm doing the bagel myself at home, if you do it at the bagel shop, you let them give you the cream cheese that they're going to give you. But if you're doing it at home, if you're going to the grocery store, I think Philadelphia cream cheese for sure is a brand that I have to go to. Number three, I'm going to go with Häagen-Dazs. I think, look, a lot of people do ice cream. It's hard to do ice cream wrong. There's a lot of great ice creams out there. If you're at home, if you go to the grocery store and you want to go a class above, you're going with Häagen-Dazs. I think Häagen-Dazs is without question the superior ice cream product around. I think they have been for a while. If you want to do your dessert right, if you want to do your ice cream right, spend the extra couple dollars, get the Häagen-Dazs. Number two, I'm going to have to go with Charming. I'm going to go with Charming toilet paper. This is not a food brand, just a brand that has dominated the toilet paper game. Another thing, when it comes to pooping and taking a shit, I just, for so long I've tried to do the cheaper product and you just never get the same wipe. Charming is a quality wipe that really kind of gets you going on your day, gets you that extra bump that you need. Do your wiping right, ladies and gentlemen. Go with Charming. Don't sell out on the toilet paper. Spend an extra couple bucks. Charming has dominated the toilet paper game. Great cushion, thick layer. They always will. I don't see anybody taking Charmin on in the near future. Number one, I'm going with the company that just has totally dominated the ketchup game in Heinz. I mean, Heinz has just, nobody is trying to mess with the ketchup game. Heinz has been a class above. They're the most reliable. When you have a meal, the last thing you should have to worry about is the ketchup being quality. Do the right thing. Do what the McDonald's of the worlds do, Burger King, all these guys. They're all using Heinz. We'll continue to use Heinz. They have monopolized the ketchup game. Phenomenal question, ladies and gentlemen. The Ask Bobs continue to deliver. Call into that voicemail, 848-281-7906. We love you, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate you. We'll be back Tuesday for you Patreon members. Happy Hour Thursday, and then podcast Friday. If you want the extra content, if you want the bonus Bob, head on over to the link in my bio on Instagram or TikTok. Become a Patreon member today, ladies and gentlemen. It is an absolute ball over there, and I encourage you to hit that Patreon. Get the extra bonus content with us. We're doing premiere access to the golf vlogs. We're doing Cooking with Bob, bagel reviews, Caesar reviews on there. You get the happy hour. You get the extra podcast. It's a fucking ball. Sign up to the Patreon, ladies and gentlemen. We love you. We appreciate you. And we'll see you Tuesday on the Brilliantly Dumb Show, ladies and gentlemen. Take care now.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.